Yeah. Okay. Today's daf is daf Chuf Mem Tes. We're in the last month of Baal Vassar. Next Rosh Chodesh is Sanhedrin, right? Sanhedrin with me is the starter. Okay. So we are on Chuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, the Ibayilahu. So that we're asking different questions, different shailas about a Shchiv Mirah who does different things. So the first shaila that we have today is Ibayilahu. They asked a question in the yeshiva. So you have a Shchiv Mirah. Hikdish kol nechasav. Instead of giving his nechasav to somebody else, he was makdish his nechasav. He gave him over to Hekdish. Hikdish kol nechasav, the amar. And then he got better. So mahu, what's the din? Do we say that he gave it over? Different ways to read the question. But is it that it belongs to Hekdish, or he got better, and therefore it goes back to him? Mi amrinan, kol lebat gabe Hekdish gomer umakne. Do we say that anyone who gives anything to Hekdish, Gomer Maknev, he gives it over to Hekdesh with full heart, and therefore, even if he gets better, the Nechasim remain in the hands of Hekdesh. Al Dilma kol legabe nafshei legomer Maknev. What do we say now, though? It's about the, according to reading now, it's Machlokas in the Umdana. Do we say that the Umdana is that maybe a person never wants to, he doesn't want to live his life without any Nechasim, so there's an Umdana Das that he only was Maknev shit on tonight that he dies. But once if he lives through the illness, he wants to get the Nechasim back. That's learning the machlokas whether or not it's a concept in the umdana. Those who learn, though, that the machlokas really is, how does Hekdesh about Hekdesh? How does Hekdesh work? Because we say the concept of Hekdesh is a mirasa le gavoa ke misirasa le hedjot. Just saying so, giving something to Hekdesh, just saying that you're giving it to Hekdesh is the same thing as a kinyan when it comes to hedjot. So maybe you would say that by Hekdesh, just the amira itself completes the kinyan. So you don't have to, so it's all done. Before he dies. Look at the Rashbam. Ibayiluhu, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 9 lines in the bottom in the Rashbam. Ibayiluhu, Shrimei Rasha, Hikdish kol nechasav below Shior, V'achar kach amal mechalio, he gets better. Mi matzi chadarbe, can he retract? Mi chomer mi matnas hedjot, do we say that, and he learns this a little differently, do we say it's more chomer than a matana to a stam guy? The name of, maybe we should say, the gomer v'hikdish, the hakol v'leiv sholem, Ben Yomus, maybe because it's Hekdesh, it's more Chamor, he gave it completely to Hekdesh. And then Gemara learns the Imtim Tzeh Lomar. Or do we say no, that he only gave it on condition that he'll survive. The Rashba writes that some say, again, the suffix is a suffix in the Mammon. That the question is, some say this is a suffix Mammon, others say this is a suffix Isser.
So that when you get,
yeah, but is a suffix and is an Isser? Does Hekdesh come out, or is a suffix in Mammon in the Umdana? So it depends whether you view it as a suffix in Mammon or a suffix in Isser. Since we're going to see that all these shadows are going to have a teku, so do we say Moshe Mechor El Haraya? How do we pass from the teku based on whether or not we view this as an Isser issue or a Mammon issue?
Of course.
Okay, the next case was Hifkir Kol Nechasav. Let's say he's Mafkir all his Nechasim. How does that work? Right? If you're called a chassid, then he got better. Mi amrinan keva and the apple aniyim ke ashirim gomer makne. Since he's mafkir, he doesn't care who takes it. He gave it to aniyim, he gave it to ashirim. He could, so the svar is that he just wanted to give a complete matana, and it's gone. O dilma kol gavin ashir lo gomer makne. What do we say? No, a person's doing that for himself. They just want to stay alive without any money. So it was only, the umdana was that only if it only works after he dies, and if he survives, then it's not a good gift. Next case was, again, Rashbam learns he says all intim silomers. You have to figure out why one case is more of a question than the next case. What about chile kol nechasav laniyim? What if he says, you know what, I'm going to give all my money to tzedakah? Right? I'm not sure if it's necessarily laniyim, or maybe it means even like to the charity. I'm giving all my money to the shul. Maybe that's hektish. Give all my money to the Tomche Shabbos. Right? Chile kol nechasav laniyim. My, what do we say? Ni amrina litzedakah vadeh migmar gomri maknei. Maybe with tzedakah, it's a big mitzvah to get stuck on, so he's definitely gomer makne no matter what. O dilma kol gabe nafshi lo gomer makne. Same thing. It's only going to be umdana. It's only going to be if he does not survive. But if he survives, he wants to keep the money. The Gemara answers teku. All these shailas are a teku. So let's look at the Rashbams. So this is the first Rashbam. The next Rashbam says hipikol nechasav, right? Hipikol nechasav ma'u mi lema kavanasul shemayim ba'akne lagamrei lechol mi sheyavo meyiske olo. Maybe say by hefker, you make something hefker, you have no das on anymore. You mapker it, means you don't want to have a connection to the money anymore. She'enu rotze lehenos omimeno. The intim telomer gabe hefker, the enu choshes b'zeh hamamon, He didn't care. He just was, you know, when you're mafkarid, it doesn't matter who it goes to. So he just really totally separated himself from the money. But what about chilik lechasav la'aniyah mahu? Mi lema yad aniyim ki yad hekdesh, that the yad aniyim is like yad hekdesh, which I don't know why he's saying that, because we had the same suffix by hekdesh. So, yad aniyim ki yad hekdesh, v'im amor eno chozer, olo, Gemara says, teku. So how do you paskin? So the rush in Simul Chav Gimel, what? No, but he's comparing it to Hector's. So, and so, Rav Yosef Engel apparently, I couldn't figure it out, but Rav Yosef Engel apparently picks up on Intim Sein Lomer and on this Rashba, like, it seems to be out of order then. It's talked about the order. Okay, but the Rosh and Simcha of Gimel paskins lahalacha that if a guy got better, he's not going to be Choser. He can't be Choser. Why? Because he, the Shitaso, because he says that in, he says in Simcha of Aleph that by all these Sveikos, there's an Asina already. Right? It's a suffix in the Undum Das. There was an Asina, and you have a suffix in his Undum Das, so it was already given to the Makabel, and the Makabel is the Muchzak, so Motsi Mechaber Al Raya, so therefore it stays in the hands of the Muchzak. Right, because he already gave the Amatana. But there are others who say, so that right? Because I come to open something. El sheish lanu suffik umdun daso in notan rak al dash yomos hadin she ain suffik umdina motzi midei vade matana. It's a vade matana. It's a suffik umdina. So the matana, the vade in the scene of the matana would work. But there are others, and the Siva says that even though that. Right, so the others, that's if you say that it's a machlokus in the umdana, because machlokus in the isra, whether or not it's actually chal, so then you could say there was never a matana, and maybe he's the muksak, and then maybe he would, so it's a machlokus had a paskin.
The umdana is different than giving it to another person?
Yeah, that's all the shilas.
Why?
Because we're giving to a hekdesh, maybe he wants to give to hekdesh, because it's hekdesh given to aniyim as a mitzvah, given to hefker, he's completely separating himself from all the.
In general, is anyone determining that he's of sound mind when he's making all these?
Sure. I mean, I don't know how that plays into consideration. About being competent or not, but if he's a babbling idiot, he's not going to be making it. I have to assume that they know that he's upset. But I don't know if competence or incompetence is defined the same way in halacha as is defined by in the state law. I don't know. Okay, so listen. Achrina hikdish kon nechos is mao, hikdish kon nechos is mao, achrina kon nechos is liyamayo teiko. I'm Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says a shchid meira who uses one of the following lishonos, because usually we say sumer has to say tnu, give it to somebody, but he uses the following lishonos. Yitol, he should take it. Yiskesh, because ochen it yachzik, he should grab it. Veyiknesh, bekonet. Kulon lishon matanahin. These are all lishonos of matana, and therefore the shchid meira can use these lishonos, and even without a ma'isa kinyan, right? Because the shchid meira can say it beamira. So there's a machlokas, almost every line in today's daf is a machlokas. So there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether or not, can you use these lishonos with a kinyan by a bari? These aren't really lishonos of kinyan. And when you do make the regular stam, let's say kinyan b'shtar, you're writing the star, then you mock it to him. I don't know how that works, so it says v'yikneh. And maybe it says he should be kone. So there are those who say yes. The Ramban brings the rimigash that it doesn't work by a bari. If you use these lishonos with a kinyan, the Ramban says it's impossible, because what was the klal we learned on Friday? That the only, and Nachum mentioned yesterday, the only difference between a shchid meira's giving and a bari's giving is that the shchid meira can give it orally, and the bari has to do it with the kinyan or with the. So if the shchid meira giving orally works with these lishonos, then a bari giving with these lishonos in the ways that a bari gives it has to work. Otherwise, it can't work by a shchid meira, because they're exactly the same except for one item, not for two items. So that's what the Ramban says, that he argues on the Rimigash, and he says that she'im lo hayamol the bari af mishchim shchimir lo hayamol. It has to work. It's based on the rules that we have. Okay. Next, b'masnisa tana, the brayso we learned ap yachsin v'yeras, which these are lishonos of Yerusha. If I use these lishonos of Yerusha, the ro'oi liyarsho v'rabbi Yochanan ben Brokhi. If you use these lishonos to give a matnas shchid meira to somebody who's ro'i for you to be yorish, they will work, because we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, who says that you can change the Yerusha, provided that you give it to somebody who you can be yorish. So if you use these lishonos as matnas shchid meira to give to somebody who could potentially be a yorish, based on the shita of Yochanan ben Brocha, that lashon would work. Let's look at Rashi. Sorry, Rashbam. Amrav sheyishes shlimi rasha amr yiskep plani b'lechaslay o yitul o yasek o yikne kulan lashon matana v'kana. They're all lashon matana. It still works. The lashon matana ba'inan kidamirin la'el yader ploni b'vayzeh lo amr klum v'lo klum adamer tnu o yitul v'yikne. So you have to do the lashonos. These lashonos work. O yuchsin v'yoris imhu roy liyarsho kigon bein bein habanim. Then that works. Lashon of Yerusha would work also, like Rav Yochanan ben Baruch, the Amar Pirkan El Devar of Kayam, Mekama Kavasei, the Paskinu Halacha Kamoso. So as long as you combine this with Rav Yochanan ben Baruch, then it works. Ivoy Elohu, Shailon the Yeshiva. Okay. Guy says as following. This is what the Shri Meirah says. The Shri Meirah says, all my nechassim go to so and so. For what purpose? Yehne behen. He should get hanav from it, from my nechassim. So Mahu, what's the din? Then the heavy matkulu matana kamar, does he mean he should get hanav from it because I'm giving it to him completely and therefore it's his? O dilma lishani minayo midi kamar. Maybe I just wanted to get some hanav from it. I'm not giving it to him. So does that lashon work for the when the Shri Meirah gives it? Next case, yira behen, that he should see it, I guess, right? Be seen with it. I don't know how he translates it.
He should be seen in
what should be his possessions. With my possessions. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say again? That meaning he should be seen with the possessions, meaning that they should belong to him, or that maybe he should be seen with the possessions that people looked at. He has a lot, but I'm not really being konet to him. That's the suffix. So, next case, Ya'amod Behen, right? Ya'amod, I mean the chasm should stand in his rishus. Does that mean again that they should stand in his rishus, they belong to him, or they should stand in his rishus that he can just use them, and it's not really kinyan? What about Yisha'in Behen? He can be somech on them, he can rely on them. I think that's how it translates. That he can rely on them. Mahu, again, what's the meaning that he can be relying on them because they're his? Or he can rely on them means he can use them. He can have his tamshus, but I'm not really being konet to him. So what about all these lashonos? Again, that is a teiku. So the Ritva points out, therefore, the mekabel is not konet, because here, the suffix is whether or not an umdundas, the suffix is whether it's actually a mesina. So they never went to the mekabel, so it's the motzi mechavero, the Shimmer or his Yorshim are the ones who have it. Has to be the Yorshim, because if he lives, then...
But he just has access to use it.
That's another... So my question is, can you do that, though? Because the Matna Shimmer only works... I don't think you can.
That's the question.
No, the question is whether it belongs to the...
Yeah,
to
it doesn't belong to him.
If these are good Lashonos, then it would belong to him.
No,
maybe
it
would belong. So the subject is whether or not these are good Lashonos of Nesina or not. We say, Teku, not a good Lashon of Nesina. But if it's not a good lashon nesina, then the mekabel can't get anything because then he's mishayer.
Right, but he can't use it at all.
No, he's got nothing.
Exactly.
So that's what the Ritva says. He's got nothing. He got absolutely nothing. It belongs to the Yorshim. Because if the Shri Meirah lives, there's no question. He never gave anything. The only shayla is if the Shri Meirah dies. The Shri Meirah dies, belongs to the Yorshim. They're the muksa because there's a suffix as to whether it was a nesina here. The other cases we had, we said there's a suffix in the umdundas. There was a vlad in nesina, but a suffix in the umdundas. Here there was no vlad in nesina yet. Okay. Fine. Right, so we said, next case, Ivoy Luhu, Machar Kol Nechas of Mahu. Shri Meirah does a Mechira. Doesn't give it over as Matana, he gives it over as a Mechira. What's the story in that case? Can he be Choser? Right, he got better. Does it go back to him? So here, here's a totally different, in my mind, it's a totally different Shaila, because now you have a guy who did an actual sale. It wasn't just a Nesina. There was a full-fledged kinyan. There's a full-fledged kinyan here. So what's the
Shri Meirah reason?
What?
It's back on Shri Meirah again.
But
he didn't want. He only did it now because he thought he was dying.
Right.
Once he stopped. Once he didn't die.
He wants to retract the kinyan.
He wants to retract the kinyan.
Right. So, but I'm saying it's interesting. You're bringing to the case now. We always say the whole hashayla of the Shri Meirah is because it's a mirah. What's the mirah? Here there was a full-fledged kinyan. But you say it's the same suffix. Whether that full-fledged kinyan applies, he can be choser if he got better. They had the undundas there. So, machar kol nechas of mahu. Right, no response. So, machar kol nechas of mahu. Can he be choser? Because maybe we said, like you said, maybe we said he's still the undundas, that he doesn't want to live without nechasim, and therefore whatever he sold was only on the assumption that he would die. Or do we say that since he got money, the assumption is when you sold it, that there was a trade. Okay, fine. But I have money now, so I'm not going to be left without nechassim. I have cash.
Right, right.
So maybe in this case, you say, oh,
he
doesn't want the cash. Okay, that's the suffix. That's the suffix. Machar kol nechassim mahu. Right. So what's the case? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. He says im amad ain't no closer. If you got better, you can't be closer. It's a good sale. But zin din amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, sometimes Rav said, im amar closer. If it gets better, you can be closer. Clear stira. What's the answer? So below pligi, there's no machlokis. Ha, one that he says, the isn lezuzah be'eni. It depends whether he still has the money. Is the money still in existence? They still have the money, that he, the purchase price in his hands. V'had deparinu b'chovo. And the other one, the other case is where he used that money to pay off his chovos, he doesn't have the money left. So which way is which? Which way is he able to be closer, which way is not being closer? Guess what the answer is? Machlokas. So, that, it's basically a machlokas of the Rimigash against everybody else. The Rimigash says that if the Kesef is Ba'ein, if the Kesef is still existence, then he was Gomer, he had Gemir's Das for a sale, right? And he kept the Kesef for himself if he gets better. So if the Kesef is still extant, then he can't be Chozer. All the other Rishonim say that no, if the Kesef is still extant, that means he didn't use the money, that means he still had in mind maybe the sale wouldn't be, if I get better, it's not going to be the sale, so here's the money to give back. So it's Machlokas been basically the Rashbam, the Rashba, I just saw the Rashbam, the Rashba, and the Rimigash says the opposite. Okay, next case you can probably spend weeks on this, the case of Isar Giyora. Okay, so Yibai Lahu, the following case, Shchib Meirasha Hoda. Now Shchib Meirasha who's Hoda, it's a concept called a Kinyan Odaisa. Or if I just simply say, the Shchib Meirasha says he's on his deathbed, or he's on his sickbed, and he says, I'm molded that I owe to Mati $1,000. Kinyan Odaisa. So Kinyan Hoda. So Shchib Meirasha Hoda Mahu. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Yibai Lahu. Let's read the case in Rashbam. Third Rashbam. The Omar b'cholyov. He says while he's sick, sode umolus halalu shaploni him. This money and this fields belong to so and so. The afa pisha hayinu muzakim bin chasim alalu she'enu shal oso ploni. But we all these years know that it doesn't belong to ploni. It belongs to the shchimira. Shahani yodin shehin shal zeh hamodav hen lacherim. Mi amrinan shehu omer kain shelo lasbia as banav odil makaven to odid odi. Is it really he's being molded? Or maybe he's just doing it because he doesn't want people to think that his sons are wealthy when he passes away. No, this doesn't belong to my sons. Get it out of hands. He doesn't want all these collectors calling on the phone 24/7 on redundant stuckers. He doesn't want them to keep calling. So he says it gets it out of their possessions. That's how the Rashbam asks the Shaila. The Ri says no. If you look at Tosos on the first Tosos, you go 1, 2, 3, 4. About 11 lines down from the Tosfos, he brings Rashbam's shot, and then he got asked Kashan, because Venir Lari Lafarish, Kane Shrib Me Rasha Hode Mao, Misha Hode Sheyesh Laponi, Mona Biodo, Afish Anna Mokzaki, and Bo Shein Lo, Me Amrin the Kani Bimata Shrib Mira, Bim Amar Chazar, or Dilma Kani Ligarme. Do we say that if a Shrib Mira does a Kino Daisa, is that a Matna Shrib Mira? And therefore, if he gets better, he can take it back? Or do we say, no, it's a Matna's Bari, and he can never give it back? That's how the Re. So we're going to. Probably going to end up learning the Gemara the way it fits in. I don't know if that's for sure which way I learned it, but we'll keep going on. So what's the din? So Tashma, they bring the case from Isur Giyora. So Isur Giyora, if you look at the two Rashbams after that, who's Isur Giyora? We always brought the story that the daughters of Shmuel were captured and they were raped and they had children. So this is one of the Goyim who were involved, and he became a Ger afterwards. You have shades of Dina not helping Esav, Rebecca being punished, because maybe the daughter of Shmuel here somehow got Esau to come into the fold. Let's read the Rashbam. Esau, who Esau Giyorish had Ba'al Rachel Basmar Shmuel, called him Shinizgaya. So he had Bia with Rachel before he became a Jew. Vinis Abrahimenu Bigios, as Rav Mari Bar Rachel. And she became pregnant, and the son was Rav Mari Bar Rachel. And therefore, Mari is always called Bar Rachel in Shas. Ubetokach Nizgaya. And then afterwards, this Isur Giyora became a Ger, v'achakach nolo Rav Mari. So during the pregnancy, he converted. Okay? V'habe leho rasa shlo b'kedusha le'nosa b'kedusha. They sort of a borrowed term here, because he said that his pregnancy was not b'kedusha, but the birth was b'kedusha. Not really true. His pregnancy was b'kedusha also. His mother was always Jewish. They're borrowing the term, meaning that when the first, at the conception, the father wasn't Jewish, but at birth, the father was Jewish. But the son was always leho rasa le'nosa b'kedusha. Right? V'hibim do shmuel sh'nishbuk isur b'kedusha. So again, if you remember that he's a ger, so ger doesn't yarshin to a son. Was cut gershin is geir. He cut on shenoladami. So on the daraisa level, there's no relationship between his father and the son. Okay. So tashma, The Isu Giyora had a Tresa Alpi Zuzi Be Rava. Isu Giyora had, as a Pikadon, left in the house of Rava 12,000 Zuz. Right? 12,000 Zuz in the house of Rava. And now Isu Giyora is pretty sick. So Rav Mari Berei, like we just said before, Horaso Shalom Bekedusha, but also Bekedusha Have. Rav Mari was born before Isur converted. That's how we're going to translate that. Okay? Ubei Rav Have. And Rav Mari was always in the base measures. I'm trying to figure out what the relevance of that is. I think the relevance is because it was a conversation in the base measures that Rav Mari overheard. So he's always in the base measures. Guy always learning. So Amar Rav. Rav says, and the major question is how this works. Amar Rav, Heichinik Nino Rav Mari Lahani Zuzi. You know what? He's getting sick. There's no way that Rav Mari can get his, quote, father's money out of my possession. And when he dies, it's going to be mine, because I'm going to be the muchzak. So they won't. He goes through a whole list. Let's read the list. The shaila that I keep coming in my head is like, this is Rava. He wants to keep the money? What's going on here? So I'm a Rava. Hey, chenich nina Rav Mari lahani zuzi. Ibi Yerusha, if he say that Easter is going to be yarshunit to Rav Mari, no, la bar Yerusha he. He's not a bar Yerusha. He's not his father. He's a ger, right? So even matana, if we're going to save a matana, well, let's just give him matna shchivmira. So you know, matna shchivmira ki yerusha shavi rabbanan. Every Rav Raz always mentioned this. Every takana de rabbanan has to have a kein d'oraisa. Rav Sheffler has this. It's one of his. So it's the kein d'oraisa that they patterned shchivmira after is after yerusha. So shchivmira can only work if you're in the parasha of yerusha. Three of machlokas is what the parasha of Yerusha means here. We'll get to that in a minute. Like I said, everything's a machlokas here. So even matana matna shchivmira ki Yerusha shav rabbanan kol heichad isa b'Yerusha, only where there's an epsharos, where there's a possibility of Yerusha, then isa b'matana. Then you can have matana kol heichad a lesser b'Yerusha, but if there's no possibility of Yerusha, lesser b'matana. They can't be make the kinyan of matna shchivmira. So according to Rashbam, since Rav Mari is not shayach b'Yerusha because he can't be. He can't be Yoresh, his father. He's not in the parish of Yerusha. He has no relatives. So he's not in the parish of Yerusha. Yeah, so they're in the parish of Yerusha because they have relatives. This guy has no relatives. There's no one that he can Yarshin from. He's the son of a Ger. He's in the parish of Yerusha. Just not to him. He's not in the parish of Yerusha. Who's he going to... There's no one in the world... So some say that's the reason on the son. Others say he's not in the parsha of Yerusha because the father is not in the parsha of Yerusha because he can't. That one makes more sense to me because he can't yarsh anyway. Then there's someone says this is not parsha of Yerusha together. And then you have your question. What do you mean not in the parsha of Yerusha together? So if I give it to my friend, how does that work? It's a three-way machlokas. Right? Rashbam di Rasu Lesa. Where does he say that? Lesna the Lesa Yerusha Kigon Rav Mari Lesa Nami B'din Matnas Shlimira. Rav Mari, the son, is not in the parsha of Yerusha. So it must mean that he's not in the parsha of Yerusha b'chlal, because he has no one to be Yarshin. And that's on the right, it says.
Again, I don't understand the matana part, I don't understand. I understand that that's the mechanism right. On the Shemira. But they couldn't get him to just give the matana in general?
What do you mean to give him matana?
Go over to Isser and say, listen, give him as a present.
Well, let's see how it works. But it's not in his hands. How's he gonna make the kingdom?
I understand that.
The more you make the matana, it has to be in your possession. To give the kinyan. There's no matana has kinyan.
That's not Rava's his. How is he in Rava's house?
Right, so how is he making the kinyan? He's sitting in his bed.
How are Mar going to get the kinyan?
How's the kinyan going to have yichal? How's the kinyan going to go from the owner to the recipient?
But we said yes, we went
together. Ah, so they're going to talk about that. So you know what Rava says? I'm not going to come. That's what the Gemara says.
No. I'm asking in a different way. Write it over.
What?
Write it over.
And with the kinyan star on money?
Kinyan star, yeah.
It doesn't work.
Work
I don't think so. It's a machlokas, but I don't think it works. We'll read. The Gemara says give all these cases. They talk about Mashiach, Khalifin, and you'll see all these cases. So let's just finish. The machlokas talking about is who's the Yorish. So the Ravid explains the Rashbam. The Ravid in the Sheet of Megletza says that it's Misha who roi the Yoreshes, because on Yisrael, she yesh lo morishin. Yisrael who has somebody who can yarshin to him. Tikna lo matna shchivmira. He gets the matna shchivmira because they made him like a Yorish. But this guy has no one who can yarshin to him. So I'm not sure if that's true, though. What about his mother? Wouldn't he be Yorish's mother?
The recipient or the giver?
Right now we're talking about the recipient.
Exactly
what? Isur Giyora. Right, but the Rashbam is talking about Rav Mari. He says... No, he says he can't get it. He's not...
He can Yorish his mother.
But he says Mishu Royal Yoreshes. He's not Yorish.
But it's not the same parasha. What does this make a difference, his mother? She's out of this equation.
But he's a Bar
Yerusha then.
not to him.
No, but that. But we're focusing. The point is, we're saying that you can only be in the parsha of Matnas Shliv Meira if you're in the parsha of Yerusha. So we're saying that this guy, this child, is not in the parsha of Yerusha. Yeah, but isn't his mother Jewish? Don't you yashin your mother also? If the father's not there, usually the father goes to the father.
Father.
The father's not there.
No father.
So then Mishmash will go to. Oh, but then he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it because he doesn't yashin his mother directly. He yashin because his father. But maybe that's how you say it. But since he can't be Yerusha's father, he's not in the parsha of Yerusha from anybody. Or we say the other way around. That
what?
I don't know. I don't know.
He had a brother who lived there from his brother.
No brothers.
There's no brothers.
No, the boy, the kid.
He's no brothers. He's the only son. He's the only son. They can't marry. So the other side was that no, since the father is not in the parsha of Yerusha because he's a ger, he has no one to yarshin to. But then it was brought down. The Tosos Dir Masa Kol says it's Toloi bin Nosin Matana. I'm not exactly sure how that works out. But maybe in that case, because other sons it would work. I'm not sure how it works out. Anyway, they can't be Yerusha. They can't do Yerusha. You can't do Shkrib Meira, because Shkrib Meira is Toloi in Yerusha, however you explain it. All right, what about the Kinyanim that we're all talking about? Even Mashiach. Let him do a Kinyan Mashiach. He goes, Les Nagabe. The Mo's aren't here. Can't do Mashiach. I think that's the only way you can do it. It's Metalklin. How well, you can't, it's Mashiach. Mashiach, Masira, something like that. They're not here. Right? Okay, how about him make a kinyan chalipin? Do a kinyan chalipin? No, ain't my pay a nikkub chalipin. Chalipin doesn't work with money. You can't make a kinyan chalipin when it comes to by money. It's the Gemara above Mitzvah and Daf Mem Vav, I think. So, e agav, make a kinyan agav. Make av karka. So we kone him the karka, and agav the karka, the guy was landless. He didn't have any karka. Right? Les lehara, he has no karka. Aye, what did you say? Make a marmot shlashtam. Even marmot shlashtam. So Rava says, ishalach li loaz linan. I'm not gonna go. So here's a riot that you need to all three be there. What's going on here? What is going on here with Rava? So they all talk about it because there's a Gemara that says, that first of all, Tosfos asks, what about Divrei Mace? Mitzvah Lekayim of Divrei Mace. Mace says to do something, you do it. Rava's not going to listen to Divrei Mace. And says, Ein Ruach Hashem doesn't sit on somebody who doesn't listen. What's going on here? Why is he taking he wants the money? Rava needs the money so desperately. So they sort of terrorist, if there was really a din that it can go to the son, he would give it. But since there's no din how it can go to the son, I'm going to take the money, I'm going to give it to the base managers. Really? But that's just like a real, I don't understand what Rebbe's doing. So I don't have time, but I'm sure they talk about that. So the Gemara says, so there's no Ma'amid slush them. So then what happens? So Maskip Lor of Ikav Reid Rav Ami. What?
He's got the money.
Rebbe's holding the money. That's the Ma'amid. So the Ma'amid slush them would be, you hold the money, you give it to so-and-so. So you see Mama Shlashan works with a picadon, not necessarily only with a loan. It works. Does he talk about that in the notes?
Show me the money.
I'm usually I'm cynical about certain things, but we're not talking about Stam anybody. We're talking about Rava here. You know, Abaye and Rava. What's he talking, what's he going after the money for? Did he bring anything down? Then we got 10 minutes. Keep looking, I'll read. So Maskev la Ravika Bereid Ravami. So Ravika Bereid Ravami asked the Shaila, wait, you didn't exhaust all the possibilities. Amai v'lo de Isar de la Halein Zuzi de Rav Mari ninu v'litne bodisa. Let Rav Mari, let Isar make a kinyan bodisa. On his deathbed said, Amoda, that money belongs to my quote son. Kinyan bodisa. Hodas v'alinka me'ei dami, maybe it works. Machlokas wet achronim, machlokas be showing as to how kinyan bodisa works. Whether it's just a hodah or whether it's a real kinyan. If it's a kinyan, has it work? There's no ma'isa kinyan, it's just a kinyan and das. So it could be like related to suda somehow. Hold lumdus about that. But do the kinyan odaisa, and that would work. So what happens? Again, so adahachi, so they were talking about this in the base medrash. Rav Mari was in the base medrash, so he heard about it. So nafakadaitim be Isur. So all of a sudden, they find out that Isur made a kinyan odaisa to his, quote, son for the money. Because he heard that would work. Ikbid Rav, and Rav got upset. Right? But Amar Kamigari Tainasi Linish, Umasili, you're telling this guy all the time so I would lose money? It's not his money. What's going on? There's no note there?
No, they don't disparage Rava. Nope, not scroll.
The Gemara's talking bad about Rava. It's not our scroll. You hear my Shaila? Yeah.
Not referring to the loss of Israel's money per se, rather he was say that he can no longer claim credit for acting charitably.
Okay. So he wants to do with a mitzvah. I mean, he wants to do the Pnimi Rishur Sadin.
Now I've laid claim to the name of that. Perfect. So in other words, Rabbi wanted to do it like...
As a mitzvah, right? Because now he went to Rav Mari Midin. He wanted to give it as a charity type
right.
thing. Right. Good. Apologize.
Yeah,
but that's how.
Well,
this bottom Tosfos is Rabbi Raza. This is an iceberg Tosfos. Like you look at the Tosfos, turn the page, bam, there's the rest of it. It's on the other side. This Tosfos talks about what about mitzvah kaim divrei ames. So forget all these things. The mace said to give you the mitzvah kind of a mace. So they say, so it brings down a machlokas Tosos here. One sheet in Tosos says, no, mitzvah kind of a mace only if he says the words tenu. But the Rish says, well, that he brings trials against that. And they say the mitzvah kind of a mace, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, this is the Tosos, the source, the mitzvah kind of a mace is only if it's hushlash by a third party. It's okay, this is hushlash, but it's already deposited by a third party. It's in Rava's hands. But hushlash to a third party, with the original intention for this. The original intention for Isser was not to use Rava to pass it on to his Yarshim. It's Hushlash, it has to be Hushlash. If you look on the bottom, the second to last line, Uvirit here, it's the lower mean of Mitzlakayan Divir Mace, Elahecha Shehubiyat Shlish, he had the Tanan in that case. The Hamashlish Moslavito, that's that case. Umoki Hasam, to turn the page to the bottom to go under the water now. Umoki Hasam Taimish in the Mitzvah Kind of Mace, Umayish Hushlash Mitchil Lakach. And then he sends the rest of the Tosa trying to prove that. So Hushlash Mitchil Lakach, that's where you say Mitzvah Kind of Mace. Here it wasn't Hushlash Mitchil Lakach. Okay, so that's the case of Iser. Next, Amud Beis, which you guys can help me out with. What? Yeah, it sounds okay. Shir Karka Koshu Matanaso Kayemes. The Rasha says that we're missing the two dots here. Just a quote from the Mishnah. We're missing the two dots here. So Shir Karka Koshu Matanaso Kayemes. I have a Kama Koshu. How much is a Koshu? He has to leave over. I'm starting on the days now. How much is Koshu? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarab Karka Kedei Parnasoso. You have to leave over enough Karka that would be enough, I guess, to provide you with support from the fields. Right? Rav Yemi Bar Abba Amar Mitaltlin Kedei Parnasa. Even Mitaltlin, if you leave over enough Mitaltlin that you can use, I guess, to sell to get Parnasa, if you have enough cash and a lot of Mitaltlin, you can use it to make a garage sale and get stuff from it. But it has to be enough Kedei Parnasa. It's not a small amount. It seems to be a pretty large amount. I don't know how much Kedei Parnasa is. How many? Yeah. I don't know. So Amar Rav Zera Kama Mechabin Shemaita the Sabi. How Kama Duyok are the words of the Sabi, meaning what these are Canaan. When Yehuda Amarav and Yirmiyah said, they must be right. Karka Taima Mai. What is the reason that we say that Karka you can't be Choser, right? If he leaves over a little bit, the Shlimei Rak can't be Choser. My Taima. The Ikai Samech Alei. Because if he survives, he's going to be Somech on this Karka. The whole Unundas is that he doesn't want to be a guy left without anything. But if he left over Karka, the whole reason why he can't be Choser, and when he leaves over Karka, is because he's Somech on what he left over. You only be Somech on something that can support you. If he leaves over a blade of grass, that's not going to support him. That's not enough. So if the whole point is that way you're being somechon, so metaltim nami, so too by metaltim, ikai somechalayu. If he survives, then he's going to be somechon that metaltim as well. So it shouldn't make a difference whether it's karka or whether it's a metaltim. So what they said...
He's forced into it because once he leaves over anything, that means that he wasn't expecting to die.
They still own them das, that if he leaves over anything, it means he's leaving over something that he will be able to support himself. Because no one wants to survive.
So what's
the difference between Karka and Metalplin? That's what he's saying. That's why even Metalplin.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, wait, why are you saying that this, Monty, why is this such a great thing? You think that makes sense? Masla Rabbi Yosef, Umay Kabanasa Laman the Umr Metalplin, Karka Tanan. It says Mr. Karka. And you're telling me Metalplin. It says Karka. Uman the Umr Kadei Paranasa, so. And you said it has to be Kadei Paranasaso? What does the Mishnah say? What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Kosu Tanan. It says Kosu. So it shouldn't apply to Metatlin. It shouldn't apply to Kadei Paranasaso. It should just be Karka Kosu. That's what the words say. What are you coming into these Svaras? Look at the words. Strict constructionalist. Look what the words in the Mishnah say. So, Amalei Abai says, wait a second. Kol Hecha Ditani Karka Karka Dafka. Every time you tell me every time we use the words karka in the Mishnah, it only means karka. It can't mean metalatlin. I'll bring another case. The Mishnah in Peya. The Hatnan. Kosei kol nechasim l'abdo. A guy writes, he says, all my nechasim as a matana go to my eved, yotze ben chorin. He becomes free because the eved gets everything, including himself. He goes free. But, shir karka kol shehu, if he leaves over a little bit of karka, Lo yatsa ben chorin. He doesn't go free. Why? Because maybe when he says chutz mi diskarka, he means the eved, because the eved is chukas l'karka. So maybe the little he left over, he meant the eved. So the eved wasn't kona himself. Therefore, the eved can't be kona anything else, because kol mashe kona eved avdo kona rabo. So the eved gets nothing. Nice trick. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says no. Le'olam hu bein chorin. He's always going to go free until ad sheyomer, until the master says kol nechosay nesunin leploni avdi chutz mi echad mi rebu shevhen. All my nechassim go to Ploni, my slave, except for like this little portion. Then the kavana is to keep everything over. But Amar Rabdimi Bar Yosef, Amar Belazar, Asu Metaltlin Shiur Eitzel Eved. Metaltlin is considered a shiur as left over. Even though the Mishnah says Karka, right? How's that work? It says Shiur Karka Kol Shehu. But they said over there, even though the Mishnah, he explains the Mishnah that Asu Metaltlin Shiur Eitzel Eved. The same halachas that reply if he leaves over metaltalin. But they didn't say that legabe ksuba, but nevertheless what you see over here is that when he says asum metaltalin shir eitzel eved, that even though the Mishnah there wrote karka kolshu, the kabbana is not dafka karka, the kabbana is also metaltalin. So to explain our Mishnah, that karka is lav dafka, it also means metaltalin. So the Gemara is going to answer. I guess we'll keep going. Hasam bidinhu lo lisne karka. Really, in that Mishnah, there's no reason that they have to mention karka. Why not? Gemara says, Idi the Tana Reish. Ah, because the Reish of that Mishnah also dealt with Karka. So to be consistent, we use the word Karka as well. Why? Because what's the Reish over there? Rabbi Kiva Omer, what's the Reish? Karka Kolshu Chayev Svepeya. Any small amount of Karka is Chayev Vepeya, Ube Bikurim, and Lichto Valer Prozbol. It's enough. Again, you don't have to write a Prozbol. The guy is, if you have Karka, if you have a small amount of Karka, that's enough for a Prozbol. Right? And Likne Iman Nechosmish Ein Lenachrayis, you can do a Kenyan Agav, I guess, with even a small amount of Karka, because it was Starb Chazaka. So Mishum Hachi Katani Karka. That's why that Mishnah over there mentions Karka. Really, Karka is Karka Dafka. Why is the Karka why is the Karka in Mishnah Peya also Metaltlin? Because really, they were talking about Metaltlin. The only reason why we mentioned Karka there is because to be synonymous with the Resha. But otherwise, karka is karka, and therefore, who says that our Mishnah is implying metaphlin? Our Mishnah should only be karka. In the back of his mind, he might get better, so he's giving a real gift. Because he's shchimira. He's shchimira. But he didn't get at the time. Right, that's the question you asked in the beginning. But once you're a shlimira, the Tacharis Chachamim is that you can make this kinyan be amira. Yeah, because we don't want him. We want him to feel better. We don't want him to feel be torah daito. So he's allowed to make kinyanim while he's sick. Right, that kinyan was chal when he was sick. That's the man shlimira. Yeah, but we don't want him. We don't want him to feel bad and die. So we say your kinyan is chal. Even to get better.